is our priority. We specialize in the maintenance, service, and installation of all major HVAC brands for both residential homes and small businesses. With over 5,000 satisfied maintenance customers, a dedicated team of 100 employees, and more than 60 service vehicles, we ensure prompt and precise attention to your needs. Whether it's heating, cooling, plumbing, or pest control, we've got you covered. Call 864-432-1785 today to experience unparalleled service.
Don't miss out on this week's specials at Buff City Soap. With products for everyone, corporate gifts, pet products, laundry soap, seasonal scents, and more. Follow Buff City Soap Clemson and Buff City Soap Greenville on Facebook and Instagram for the latest sales and updates.
Hey ladies, mark your calendars for the 16th Dabo Swinney Ladies Clinic presented by The Roar. Join us on Saturday, July 19th at Little John Coliseum for a day filled with football, shopping, and fighting for a cure for breast cancer. Meet the 2025 Tiger players and staff and shop from over 40 amazing vendors. Registration is open until Friday, June 27th. All proceeds benefit breast cancer initiatives in South Carolina. You can register at dabosallinteam.com. That's dabosallinteam.com. Go Tigers. See y'all in July.
Is your crawl space damp or musty? Water in your crawl space can cause wood to rot and create an environment for mold and mildew that can make its way inside your home. Canty Foundation Specialist specializes in crawl space repair. Call us today for your free inspection so you can have the peace of mind knowing your crawl space is dry and your home is protected. Call today, 864-641-0176, or visit cantycanfixit.com.
South Carolina and all the ships at sea. How are you today, Producer Ramona?
I'm good.
Good. Yeah. You're telling me all these stories. I mean, Ramona's like...
I thought that's what I heard.
Yeah, Ramona's like, did Kwok get in a bar fight?
Yeah, I thought that's what I heard him say. I would jump in and help Kwok.
Yeah. No.
You wouldn't need my help.
Yeah, that's just wrong. I knew that's what you were saying. That's just 100% wrong. I wanted to be clear. I didn't say any of that.
No,
yeah,
I'm kidding.
I want to know that's all Ramona. Yeah, it seemed an unlikely combination
of
events.
Yeah, that's why I was laughing
at
there.
Yes, yeah. No, it did not. That, just to be clear,
that is not true.
Yeah, none
Don't
of that
spread
happened.
The rumor.
Right. Kwok was not in a bar. First of all.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And to be at a bar fight, I forgot about that part.
That's right. That was the first problem with your story that came to me like right away.
Yeah.
Seemed unlikely. Seemed very unlikely. Brooke is in. Thank you, Brooke. She says, good afternoon. Hope you all having a wonderful Monday. Look at Brooke in
pleasant.
A good mood. Yeah, look at pleasant Brooke.
Yeah.
How about that?
She likes us, though, man.
Yeah, she does. She hates everybody else, but she likes us. And that's all that's important. We have a ton to get to today. When I say a ton, I mean a ton. We can do this till midnight tonight. But I think what we'll start with is Oakmont. You know, let's put a poll up just because I'm curious.
I don't even have my paper.
This is going to be an easy poll.
It's easy, but I still have to write it down.
Escoochie Repeated.
Oh, don't even shush me.
Shh. Escoochie Repeated.
You didn't do it twice.
Look, right here at the beginning of the show. Right. Look, this is going to be the easiest poll ever, okay?
I still have to open everything up.
Can you listen?
Can you just ask you again,
okay,
this is what's happening.
Yeah, can you just listen and absorb what I'm going to say? Because it's the easiest poll ever.
Okay.
The whole poll is this. Oakmont? Question mark. And your answers are thumbs up, thumbs down. Can't be any easier.
Who's Oakmont?
It's where the U.S. Open was just played.
Oh.
It's the course that ate the greatest players in the world for lunch.
I need to check my list and see if my people are on there.
What list to see?
You told me Friday that none of my people... None of my people that were at the top.
Well, you know, it's funny. It's funny you mentioned that.
I don't have my list out yet.
It's funny you mentioned it because they basically all went in the tank, but because they all went in the tank, somebody had to stay up there, and so your boy JJ Spahn, who was on the list, wound up winning the tournament.
Oh, he was first most of the time.
Yeah, except for the start of play on Sunday when he bogeyed like five of the first six holes. He shot a 40, Ramona. A 40 on the front nine. And then, but then he came back with a 32 in a miraculous finish. But yeah, your boy JJ Spahn, he stayed up there. Well, he left. He left for a while. And then they had a cooling off period, weather delay. And he came back, and I think what happened is, you know, he was so awful at the start of Sunday. Look, he was, Dexter said, thumbs up, made great players play like me, TurfCat 51. That's me. I love it. I loved Oakmont, Ramona. I love seeing the best players in the world throwing temper tantrums and everything else. It was a thing of beauty. Wyndham Clark, Ramona. Was smashing lockers and things like that.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
You know what? You know what he goes by on Twitter?
What?
He goes by Blow Pig on Twitter.
Why?
People.
Really? He named himself that?
No, people on social media have named Wyndham Clark Blow Pig. Now tell me if you can figure out why.
I don't have any idea.
Just listen.
I know.
No. I just want you to listen. Wyndham Clark, Blow Pig.
I have no idea.
That's the answer's right there. In what I just gave.
I know what you're trying to say, that his name is supposed to be Blow Pig, but I'm lost.
Wind Ham.
Oh, okay.
Blow Pig.
Okay. That's a long way to go for to get across the street.
I didn't do it. I had nothing to do with it. It was all over social media the other day that Blow Pig blew up, and people were like, "Who's Blow Pig?" And yeah. Texter said, "How about this, Ramona? I appreciate this very much, Texter. This is awesome." 710 Ramona writes, "Us guys have been talking about your dynamic players list all weekend, Walt. We're still talking about it at work right now. Amazing list as always, Walt." How about that, Ramona? How about that?
That's great.
Pretty nice to hear on a Monday. Thank you. Appreciate that. Yeah, look, there's a lot of fodder for conversation in that list and a lot of subjectivity, but I just felt like that other list was really, well, bad. So I need to be redone. So we redid it. So he had a tantrum. My boy Hatton, Ramona, because I'll tell you this later, all right? But I had Hatton in a three-way play. It was a live three-way play. After round three, I made a live three-way play. Underdog had a 60% bonus, 60% boost. You were limited up to like $25 or something on golf. So I made a three-way play with a 60% boost, and sadly I flexed it. I shouldn't have, because I hit all three legs. I hit all three legs. I won 371 on that one.
There you go.
But that's not even the best part. But 371 and change on that. But my boy Hatton, Ramona, he tried to go in the tank late, and dude is hammering the turf. He's hammering the grass with his club time and time again. He's having a temper tantrum meltdown as...
Right there while he's playing everything.
Yeah, time and time again. Two consecutive holes. Dude is punishing the... Dude, punish the ball like that and you'll be okay. You know, but he's punishing the ground, Ramona, on two consecutive holes. Meanwhile, Sam Burns is having a little fit as he's falling apart. They all fell apart, Ramona. All those, the vast majority of names that are on that list, they just fell the frig apart. Oakmont ate them. First of all, Oakmont ate all of the elite players in the world, all right? I mean, Ramona, this rough's like no rough you've ever seen. Like, it's hysterical. Like, your ball goes in the rough, it's just gone. It's like it never existed.
Oh, there's no going and getting it?
Well, I mean, look, they have spotters so that you know where it is, but this rough just in golf balls, like gone. Like, you don't see it at all. Like, the ball lands in a rough, and it just vanishes in this deep, super thick rough that you basically have no hope on. You've just got to try and get the ball back into the fairway when your ball goes into that rough. I loved it. I love seeing... I mean, we have too much of the other. You know, we have... Look, we used to have...
Well, it should be hard, and if it starts getting too easy, you should make it a little harder.
Well, and this is like an ultimate test. Now, some of these greatest golfers in the world didn't think so. But you know what I found interesting about all that? Is that Rory McIlroy, who again behaved like a child all weekend and said a lot of childish things, but one thing he did say that I thought was interesting and a little bit of truth in it, you know, he was asked by somebody, you know, well, basically, you know, you stunk, but you know, and on Sunday you had some saving grace because you rallied and you played well on Sunday. And McIlroy was like, well, yeah, because when there's no pressure on you, because you know when there's no pressure on you at all, that's how you play better golf. And I'm thinking to myself, that's the real problem with Oakmont. A lot of these guys convince themselves before they ever take a shot that they're going to have all sorts of trouble. And I think that's the case. I mean, like Sam Burns, at 15, he hits a ball to the fringe of the fairway, right? It's right up against the first cut of rough, basically, is where the ball is. And he's seeking relief. He has two judgments. Both of them go against him. He's seeking relief for standing water. And both adjudications, both judgments say the same thing. There's no visible standing water, so you can't get relief. Meanwhile, you know, one of the announcers is saying, well, you know, I think he should have got relief. No, why should he have? No, he should have stopped whining and worried about hitting a good golf shot. Instead, he spent all of his time worrying before that shot ever took place. And then, of course, he screwed it up because he spent too much time arguing and worrying about where that ball was. Again, if the ruling is, and they said it multiple times, if the ruling is that there has to be clear standing water, well, there wasn't any. No matter how many times, you know, he practiced, swung at it and water flew up, there still was not standing water. So the ruling seemed pretty clear. And since he asked for a second judgment, and the second judgment was the same as the first, then I think the ruling was pretty clear. He went right in the friggin' tank after that, completely in the tank. Sam Burns just faded away. They all faded away, Ramona. I mean, Adam Scott, good grief. What happened to Adam Scott late? Adam Scott was in the top three, wound up like 12. And that's what was happening to everybody. Oakmont was just eating these dudes up one after another. And down
it
the stretch.
It makes it more fun to watch.
It did. To me, it did. To me.
You know, all these golfers that get out right there and, oh, yeah, I'll have the back swing. Yeah. And, oh, look at the ball go.
Right. And you know
I'd
what?
Much rather see
we
that.
We already have a world where, you know, we used to have the Greater Hartford Open. We already have a world where every golfer in competitions, you know, shoots 20 under. It's good to have an Oakmont. It's good to have an Oakmont. And if it frustrates the professionals, too bad.
That's why I like to see it snow when they're playing football.
Right, right. And look, and Scotty Scheffler, who experienced some problems himself, he played well on Sunday. And it just goes to show you that the best golfer in the world actually can handle it. You know, he finished, what did he finish? Eighth, seventh, whatever it was. Eighth, I think. And so he was, you know, he got himself back in the mix while all of these other alleged great golfers, they just crumbled. They just fell apart in their childishness and their frustration over Oakmont. And so Oakmont battered them. I mean, Oakmont just, I'm not sure I've ever seen a course batter the alleged greatest golfers on earth like this one did. But what's really amazing, Ramona, is that J.J. Spahn, who started so terribly, he shoots a 32 coming in, and down the stretch, this dude's making the shots of his life. That drive he hit was just unbelievable. That went like, you know, what did that go like 15 feet past the pin? That drive was unbelievable. He made two long putts, and on 18, Ramona, he holes out. He was going to win anyway, but he holes out on 18 from like 65 feet. And, you know, and part of that was Victor Hovland. Victor Hovland's approach wound up almost directly behind J.J. Spahn's. So Hovland putted first, and Hovland made a nice run at it. But J.J. Spahn learned a lot from that putt. And he thought he left it short. He didn't. He controlled the distance perfectly, and all he needed to do was two putt. You know, so you can't hit it 15 feet past the cup. But he got a really good read. Still, I mean, he's still 65 feet away. You got all the really good reads you want. You know, like you could put me out there, and you can put 10 golfers balls in front of me or directly behind me. I can watch every one of them. I can get all the reads I want. I'm still not making that 65 foot putt. So, and Ramona, it was amazing because this dude was at the start of play on Sunday. He was just flat out falling apart. He was just crumbling. And eventually we had this weather delay. And I think during the weather delay, it basically came to him like, okay, you know what? Yes, I sucked. But you know what? Everybody out here is sucking. So I'm not.
Yeah, he's watching the carnage.
Right. I'm not really out of this if I could just get my act together. And down the stretch he did, Ramona, but he looked like a man with the weight of the world on his back. And even like when he won, you know, there was no smiling. I mean, smiling came like 15 minutes later. I mean, he's sitting there, filling his card out in the aftermath of it. And he just looks, I mean, he looks like he needs a vacation, like right now. Like he's just, like it has taken, yeah, like it took everything in the world out of him. Like he has no idea how he survived it. Like he has no idea how he got there. But it was the greatest thing ever. It was the greatest thing to see this dude win. I was happy to see him win. He was, honestly, down the stretch of this thing, the only people who played well, he hit three of the best shots of his life down the stretch here to win. McIntyre played well. I thought McIntyre played well down the stretch. He handled it. And Hovland did to an extent. At least Hovland was better than the other people who were all crumbling. But McIntyre played well. And I thought McIntyre was really classy upon seeing the J.J. Spahn 65-footer go in. I thought the way he handled it, he was like, wow, what a shot. You know, I thought he showed a lot of class in that regard. He was the only other player in contention at that point. But Oakmont just ate these dudes alive, ate them for friggin' lunch, dinner, late night snack. It was unbelievable to see the best players in the world just falling apart. Or I should say what was left of the best players in the world, because Oakmont had actually consumed the best players in the world for breakfast. Now we were talking about dinner and late night snack that they were feasting on some of these lesser players. Oakmont had already eliminated the best players in the world and frustrated them like no other course in history. Quick break. We'll be right back.
At QC Kinetics, we're all about keeping you in the game, helping you get lasting relief from joint pain. That's why we're excited to announce that QC Kinetics is now partnering with the National Pickleball League. So many of our satisfied patients are avid pickleball players, and they're thrilled with how we've helped them get back on the court. As lead sponsor of the National Pickleball League, we're committed to help pickleball fans of all ages with the latest, most advanced regenerative cell treatments. These treatments use your body's own healing power, revitalizing and restoring damaged joint tissue the natural way, with no drugs, no surgery, and no downtime. Whether you're a pickleball fanatic or enjoy golf or running or tennis, stay in the game with help from QC Kinetics. QC Kinetics, proud to promote active, pain-free living as a lead sponsor of the National Pickleball League. Call now for your free consultation.
Call QC Kinetics, 864-448-3772. That's 864-448-3772. 864-448-3772.
When you're out on the water, peace of mind is priceless. That's where Towboat US comes in. With membership starting at just $109 a year, you get on-water towing, jump starts, fuel delivery, and soft ungrounding for any freshwater adventure. Plus, we also offer boat salvage and boat recovery, boat transportation, and on-water training. Remember, we're here for you when you need us. Trust Towboat US to keep your boating experiences smooth and worry-free. Check HartwellLakeServices.com now.
Twin Peaks is the best in the game. Here, the Scratch Kitchen delivers lunch in the clutch. I mean, where else can you order a 29-degree draft beer and a quickie combo on your lunch break? Only at Twin Peaks, the number one sports bar.
Tired of the same old look? Want to get a fresh, stylish haircut for the summer? Roosters Grooming is the place to be. With highly skilled barbers and a comfortable, relaxed environment, Roosters Grooming offers a unique grooming experience that's second to none. Whether it's a classic cut or a modern style, their team can make it happen. So why wait? Get your summer haircut at Roosters Grooming. Make an appointment today by calling 864-884-8920. Roosters Grooming, where style meets tradition.
What's up, Clemson family? This is former Clemson linebacker and now linebackers coach, Ben Boyer. Are you looking to get in the best shape of your life for this upcoming football season? Well, look no further than The Junkyard. The Junkyard is a group training fitness studio located in Anderson, Greenville, and Malden, South Carolina, where your first workout is free. You see free, you see me. Visit us for more information at www.thejunkyardfitness.com.
What's going on, everybody? Facts and Shoulders here from Facts on Sports. I'll be live alongside John Height from 9 a.m. to noon this Tuesday. You won't want to miss Tuesday's show. We're talking NBA Finals Game 5 between the Pacers and Thunder. Stanley Cup Finals. Is Canada finally going to break the streak, or will the Florida Panthers close it out in 6? We'll be talking Omaha. Who's going to win the national championship? As of right now, those Chanticleers are looking unbeatable. We'll unpack all that and more with some Braves baseball, college football, and college basketball sweeteners as well. Looking forward to hearing from you from 9 a.m. to noon this Tuesday.
I'm Ryan Beasley. My office works with clients in all areas of state and federal criminal defense to include pre-arrest investigations, white-collar defense, as well as student conduct issues at colleges and universities. Our team works in courts across the state to include city court, magistrate court, state court, and federal court. Our responsive and proactive approach in all cases is relationship-driven, client-centric, and resolution-focused. We look forward to the opportunity to work with you. Please give us a call at 864-679-7777 or find us on the web at www.ryanbeasleylaw.com.
Evan Cohen here. Whether you're locking in your home run picks or riding with your favorite golfers this summer, ESPN Bet is your sportsbook for all the action. Go from checking stats on your favorite teams and players to placing bets in just a few taps. Plus, new customers can get $100 in bonus bets when you make your first $10 wager. Download the ESPN Bet app and sign up with promo code USL to get started today. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Offer not available in New York.
There's nothing like when you get that part from eBay and it just fits. Yeah, the first time. So you can do less of this and get right back to more of this. At eBay, you'll find all the parts you need, guaranteed to fit, at prices you'll love. Sounds good, doesn't it? eBay. Things people love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Upstate's home for the best coverage of the NFL draft and the top 100 players is right here on The Roar on Road Rage with Walt Deptula, weekdays from 3 to 7 p.m., where every day is game day.
Ramona spent the whole break kibitzing about golfers' names. She doesn't like that name, Wyndham Clark or J.J. Spahn. And then
J.J., I don't mind. And then he's different from Wyndham.
That's right. Yes, he is. Yeah, I don't think they're hanging out together. I don't think so either. I think
that's why he hit that locker.
Yeah. Yeah, I think J.J. Spahn just would like to have, like, a nice beer at home. That's what I think.
Yeah, he looks like he'd go have a beer.
Yeah, Wyndham Clark is having, you know, a martini with three olives.
Three olives.
And then he throws the glass when he doesn't like the taste of it or something. You know, Ramona also said the College World Series is on. And Ramona says, is this still the College World Series? She said, this thing goes on forever.
It does.
Forever. And then she said, that showed a player close up. She said, look at them. They're aging while it's being played.
They look older. They look like they're older. It takes so long to get to the thing. It does.
It does seem to take forever. It really does seem to take forever. Man, a good throw would have had him there at second. That throw was high. A good throw would have had him easily. He would have been out by a mile at second. Right now we have Arkansas up Murray State 1-0. Man, can you imagine if Arkansas got knocked out by Murray friggin' State? Are you kidding me? Oh, my God. Be another black eye for the SEC. They should have had that. Good throw by the catcher. Gets him right there. Arkansas's got a runner on second. In any case, it does last for him. Then Ramon says, didn't the Women's World Series end long ago?
It did, right? I mean, it's been gone for a couple of weeks, right?
It did. Yeah. How about this, Ramona? Texter, very kind. Texter 70 said, again, he was the one who wrote, us guys have been talking about your dynamic players list all weekend, still talking about it at work now, amazing list. Then he says, I'm constantly amazed by your sports knowledge. You break down golf just as easily as you break down a basketball game. Thanks for all the time you put in. That means a lot to me. I appreciate that very much. Again, as I say all the time, it's an illness that that doesn't allow for sleep or pretty much anything else. It's not really anything to be proud of, but thank you. Yes. They said, Walt, the Masters is arguably the most prestigious golf tournament in the world, and sometimes it's too easy. I agree. I agree with that. I wish it played harder because I don't like seeing these guys shooting minus 15 in a prestigious major, let alone the greatest tournament out there. Oakmont was a breath of fresh air. See, I agree with that. I'm not asking that every tournament be Oakmont. I'm just applauding the fact there is an Oakmont. And I also think it's interesting to watch some of the world's best players just whine and cry like brats when they can't handle it. And somehow, you know, if you people had just kept your heads together and your wits about you, how is it that all these lesser players wound up at the top of the leaderboard? How did they survive it? How is it that none of the best players...
Because they're just happy to be there.
Maybe. But and maybe it's just that they didn't let themselves get overwhelmed by it. I mean, they looked like they did on Sunday. You know, and this was the dynamic on Sunday, okay? I've got a board full of lesser players. None of the usual suspects are there, all right? So I have a board full, a leaderboard full of lesser players confronted with not just the course, but now the pressure of trying to win a U.S. Open on Sunday. That was a really bad mix. You know, that group had basically played well for 3 days. They had handled what the alleged elite golfers in the world couldn't handle because they had mental blocks to playing at Oakmont. A lot of these greatest golfers in the world, you know, golf is such a mental sport, but a lot of these greatest golfers in the world, I think, had psyched themselves out before this even began. You know, I think they had already lost before it ever started. You know what was really funny, Ramona? Do you remember the one golf play I made before this thing started where I took Schauffele to finish in the top 10, and I took Rahm. I altered Rahm from top 20 to top 10 and took a flyer at him to see what would happen. Do you know that Rahm actually wound up in the top 10? He wound up at 7, and Schauffele actually wound up at 12. Things got so bad on Sunday, Ramon, that Schauffele almost worked his way just a shot from getting back into the top 10 because everybody went in the tank on Sunday afternoon right into the night other than our man JJ. So it was pretty amazing. Brooke, the mail lady, said they played with no pressure because they expected all the big guys to win it all. Yeah, maybe. Maybe. Tech said Arkansas pitcher has a perfect game. I appreciate that because I have no way of knowing that. I was driving in there, and I have no volume, so I appreciate that. Yeah, it's good update. Good update. How about that? Tech said if you don't hit the fairway, you lose at least a half a shot. If you miss the green, the same. Yeah. I mean, yes, the penalty for failing to hit the fairway at Oakmont is extreme, like vanishing golf ball. It was just, you know, Ramona, it was like monsters ate their golf. It was like the grass was a living thing, Ramona. It was like the rough was a living thing, and it would just consume their golf balls. Just digest and consume their golf balls.
Like, what's going on?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, again, and with my man Hatton, so Ramona, here's here's what happened, Ramona. So I'm poised to win on Underdog. I'm poised to win $371 and some cents if my man Hatton doesn't fall apart completely in the last few holes. But he is falling apart. He's falling apart completely, Ramona. And on two consecutive holes, he's taking it out on the course. You know, you're not supposed to intentionally damage the course with your club. This dude is intentionally trying to inflict pain on the course over two holes with his club because he can't make a shot. Because he's going from one problem to another problem. And meanwhile, you know, Ron, I'm calling him all sorts of things because I have $371 in the balance on Fat Boy. And he's having a mental meltdown. But the only good thing was, Ramona, everybody else melted down too. He was just more noticeable, he and Burns, because they were both throwing tantrums.
Because they were acting like
Yeah, because they were acting up. So he and Burns were acted up, so they were more noticeable. But they all tanked so badly, Ramona, that Hatton basically didn't move. He stayed basically exactly where he was. Despite the fact he was completely falling apart in terms of his game, in terms of his attitude, it didn't really matter. He just stayed basically where he was because everybody else was going in the tank too. It was really something to see. And then along came JJ Spawn, Ramona. Along came every man, J.J. Spawn.
Yeah.
Little pudgy every man, J.J. Spawn.
Rocky.
Right. And everybody else, Ramona, everybody else's ball is engulfed in. And they're not, and by the way, when they're hitting the bunkers, Ramona, they're not just hitting the bunkers. They're putting the ball like right under the lip of the bunker. It's like, it just seemed like everything went haywire all at the same time. It's like, okay, let's see, where can I hit this ball in this bunker that I'll absolutely have no shot from? And that's where they would hit it. You know, it would be like 1 inch from the lip where there's no way they can dig out of it. You know, it was like every shot was pretty much the worst place they could possibly be, one after another. And then JJ Spawn, Ramona, who starts the day just miserably, just goes right in the tank at the end. JJ gets a second life, Ramona, and he takes advantage of it. So the whole world, Ramona, it's like this just chaos everywhere. It's like tornadoes have hit this course everywhere, except for J.J. Swan, who is just playing right through it now at the end and hitting winner after winner after winner where everybody else is falling apart. It was a pretty amazing thing to see. It really was. It was a wild Sunday. As we headed towards a conclusion, you know, at one point there were five guys tied for the lead at, I think, plus one. And basically, Oakmont chewed them all up, spit them all out, except for J.J. Swan, who had his revenge. Went from 40, Ramona, to 32. And 32 was enough to win. So it was pretty incredible. I see a point in there. Brooks says, I don't understand. Is that not? You lost me there, Brooke. I don't know what that. I don't understand. Is that not the you're supposed to play? Is outside of the fairway? You lost me there a little bit, Brooke. I think there's. I think it was a phone issue. 940 says, did you know that Swan made five bogeys in the first six holes? Yeah, we talked about that. Yeah. We talked about Swan got off to the terrible start, five bogeys in the first six holes, completely falling apart. He was done. I mean, he was toast. I mean, no one's ever come back on Sunday from the U.S. Open with the type of start that he had, but somehow Mr. Everyman did. While there was chaos all around him, while the hurricane was all around them, Ramona, here's J.J. Swan out there right in the eye of the hurricane, calm as can be, although he didn't look it. Like, when it was over, it looked like he had survived some sort of massive torture.
He looked stressed.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when you see him there trying to fill out his card, he looked like he stopped at a couple points, Ramona. He just seemed like... He had no energy left whatsoever. Like, every part of his being either hurt physically, mentally, somehow, where he seemed overwhelmed. And you understand it. You understand it. That was the greatest part of the whole thing, to see this one dude, Everyman, in the midst of all this absolute chaos as Oakmont ate golfer after golfer after golfer, to see Everyman there, J.J. Swan, rally from his start to do what he did at the end. It was really the story. It was incredible. We'll take a quick break. Sid, we have a million things to get to today. We'll be right back.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting truly great candidates for your roles? It seems impossible to find them. They have to be out there somewhere, right? Well, they're not hard to find when you know where to go. And that place is ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. And because these people are actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're missing out. So see what it's like when the impossible is easy. When you go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Never miss out on great candidates with ZipRecruiter.
If you are a realtor in the upstate of South Carolina, I want to help you close more deals. And here's how I can do that. I'm Mike. I'm the owner of One Tom Plumber, and we are already working with realtors in your area doing the same exact thing. We're the go-to plumbing crew for realtors all across the state of South Carolina because we provide a free same-day quote based on your home inspection report.
Just dial the number one, then Tom Plumber. That's their name. That's their number.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber.
Make living easy this summer with Kraft Stove Store and Patio, America's best in outdoor furniture. Make sure your outdoor space has everything it needs to impress your guests this summer with everything Kraft Stove Store and Patio can provide by Lloyd Flanders, Hanamint Summer Classics, and Palm Springs Rattan. You can special order anything you need for your patio, porch, and pool furniture with Kraft Stove Store and Patio, located at 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard in Taylor.
Kraft Stove Store and Patio.
Have you considered the legacy you'll leave behind for your family? The staff at Green Law Firm is here to help you create a legacy you'll be proud of. The best time to plan for the future is now. Whether it's a straightforward will, power of attorney, family trust, or another option, David Green is here to guide you in choosing the right path for you and your loved ones. Call today 864-271-7940 or visit greenlaw.legal so he can start planning your family's legacy together.
The Braves, the Bravos, the team of the 90s, or whatever else you want to call them.
0-1 pitch, Harris wrecks one, deep right field, that is out of the ballpark again! A three-run home run!
The Upstate's home for the 18-time NL East champs, the Atlanta Braves. We are the Roar, where every day is game day.
Walt Dip Tulu Road Rage, we are back. So Rona, it looks like of the players that were still on that leaderboard on Friday, it looks like five of them survived, or do we have to check the rest of them? Five survived in the top 10?
Well, I could check the rest, but I think I'm good.
Okay, so like five, half survived and half
didn't.
I got
five of the ones.
Honestly, the main reason that the five survived was because, like I said, they all went in the tank. Somebody had to win, you know, Spawn delivered, like we said. And
that one Scott that I had.
Was McIntyre on there on Friday?
No.
He played well on the weekend, he played well in the most difficult of conditions, too. He played well. You got to give him credit for that. By the way, I really hated the Sam Burns meltdown part because I was worried, Ramona, that if Sam didn't stay up on the leaderboard, that he wouldn't be able to afford adult pants because somehow apparently he was still having to wear his childhood pants to the golf tournament. From when he was like in third grade or something. Dude, go buy some pants that fit. I mean, you look like a clown show. And you know what?
I got to see.
Well, and speaking of that, I've got to say this too. Sid and Bengal John, come right to you. You know, Spencer Strider, he pitched great the other day. We cover the Braves and all that stuff. Dude, get some friggin' pants that fit. That's the dumbest look I've ever seen. And he played here, Ramona. He was a star here. I'm sorry. Get some pants that fit. I mean, I have women write and say, you look like a clown show. I mean, Michelle writes all the time about this very issue. Spencer Strider, what is he wearing, like pajamas? You know, it's not like a quads. It's that your pants are like the size of a six-year-old kid's. I mean, I don't even know how to explain it.
What, are they too short?
They're too everything. They're just, dude, get some pants that friggin' fit because you look awful. I mean, it looks patently ridiculous. And, you know, people are afraid to say things I'm not. It looks just flat out stupid, Spencer. I mean, flat out stupid. Get some pants that fit. I mean, you look like a clown show. You're a great talent. So, you know, afford adult pants because those look stupid, period. Okay. I've been meaning to say that like 100 times and I always forget, but yeah, I mean, it's just those pants are laughable, dude. Absolutely laughable. Get some pants that fit, you know, again. So what are you going to wear? Like a t-shirt of a kid's shirt to make it look like you're more muscular. You know, I mean,
I can't find it. Who is he?
Oh, we'll get to it.
Give me his name.
Sid, what's going on, Sid?
Hey,
how are you? Hey, Sid, good to have you.
Good tournament.
Yeah.
I thoroughly enjoyed yesterday afternoon. Hit all those guys, there was like seven within one shot at one point.
It was incredible. And then, you know, just to watch Oakmont eat them one by one by one and find in,
well,
you know, one or two guys
interesting
that raised their hands and
here's
said.
Here's something interesting. Yeah. The total score for the Masters was 277. And the total score of the Open was 279.
Is that right?
Only two shots different.
Are you sure about that?
U.S. Open actually played 200 yards shorter than the Masters, Doug. And it was a par 70.
I'll take it.
That puts a little perspective on it.
Yeah.
Only two shots more for the whole 4 days. So did it really eat their lunch or not?
I don't know. See, that seems impossible to me when I think about it, but I'll have to check that. I'm not doubting you, but I sort of am. I just want to double check that, Sid. Maybe you're right, but it seems impossible.
Well, I heard it earlier today, saw it read it somewhere, and I just checked it on my proverbial AI, and sure enough, it's 279. That was only one under par. Rory won Augusta at 11 under par.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's kind of interesting fact for the weekend.
Yeah, well, it would be. But regardless, Oakmont still ate these guys' lunch. It just destroyed them down the stretch. I mean, again, player after player after player was just crumbling down the stretch of this. And again, unlike the Masters, where one of the biggest names won, all of the biggest names had already been removed from the process by Oakmont.
Well, the golf gods, they owed Spahn that putt on the last hole after what they did to him hitting that pin earlier.
Yeah. Texas says, by the way, Texas says Oakmont's par 70, Augusta's par 72, and that's why. So it's par.
Call it what you want to call it.
Yeah.
It's only 200 yards less.
And yeah.
They called a par 4 that was drivable par 3, and they have another one called par 4.
Yep, it's an interesting point, Sid.
All right,
yep,
thank you.
Good job, thank you. Interesting point. 940 said Strider's fastball did reach 79 in his last start. That was the fastest so far. Yeah, he got some of his velocity back. Yeah, no question. Bengal John and then Tar Heel Chad. Bengal John, John, how are you, John? Good to have you.
Good, Walt. Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely.
Hey, I don't know, Walt, I haven't read the statistics, but I don't know if there's ever been a tournament or a major where most of the players were over par. And, I mean, if Spahn had missed and not made par on 16, there would have been a chance that he'd have been plus one. I don't know if there's ever been a major where all the players finished over par. Do you?
Yeah, I mean, it was astonishing to see. And like I said, it was again, maybe the bigger part of it is that, you know, the biggest names were not consumed by Augusta, but the biggest names were consumed by Oakmont long before Sunday. I mean, only Scheffler was still there raising his hand. John Rahm worked his way back to finish seventh. So he worked his way back. But, yeah, no, it was a historic collaboration, no question.
All right, so I'm going to change gears a little bit, Walt.
Yep.
So, you know, we talked football a couple of weeks ago. LSU loses four linemen, Campbell, Frazier, a couple other guys. And I want to kind of ask you, I know they went to the portal. I get all that. I get it that they made some key changes. I think they'll be fine at receiver with Chris Hilton being a deep threat like he was last year. We saw spurts of that or brilliance of that when he was healthy. He's got to stay healthy.
Well, you also brought in Nick Anderson.
Yeah.
Barry and Brown. But Nick Anderson is a 6'4 talent from Oklahoma.
Correct. But here's my point of this, Walt. None of those guys were first rounders. You know, seventh round, fourth round, fifth round. And yet the offensive line was pretty good. I mean, as we know, the key factor
what do you mean none of those guys were first rounders? I mean, Will Campbell was top 10.
Right. But the other three were not first round picks.
Right. But Will Campbell was, you know, the first offensive lineman taken.
I'm not disputing that part. What I'm saying is, Walt, those gaps have to be filled some way. You talked about keeping Garrett Nussmeier up in the pocket because he's more of a pocket passer. He's not a runner.
Right.
I'm just wondering what key positions and how you feel like what they brought in will adapt, and will they adapt immediately? Because I think this comes – I think a lot of this has to come from within. You know what I mean?
With
what they still had.
Yeah, look, that's the biggest question. You're 100% right, because they didn't do any significant transfer portal recruiting on that offensive line. So, you know, I wonder about that all along. Remember, I said this to you back when LSU was ranked as the number one team in the transfer portal. I said to you then, my concern is that I don't see any offensive tackle transfers. And so clearly LSU thinks that Tyree Adams and that Weston Davis are guys that they've groomed to step right into those roles, and they expect them to perform at a similar level to the players that they just lost. Now, whether that's true or not remains to be seen. I mean, you had two tackles who were starting as freshmen at LSU and played all this time, and now they've both moved on to the National Football League. But yeah, I think that's you know, last year defense was still the biggest question. This year, to me, the biggest questions about LSU are how good are Tyree Adams and Weston Davis. I think those questions and the answers to those questions will determine just how good LSU is. Adams is a big athletic guy. If he can man left tackle, that'll go a long way to helping LSU.
Yeah, so the other thing I wanted to mention too, Walt, I read something yesterday, about the defense that, and I can't pick all of this apart, but they were talking about how much better the defense will be, not only the defensive line, but the secondary. We hadn't talked a lot about that simply because the defense was improved last year, but not greatly improved. They were improved enough to, you know, to get some stops. But this year, they're forecasted to be a lot better than they were last year. And I don't know, you know, I don't know the grand scheme of that, but if that's the case, then they could be in that top 20%, right?
Yeah, I think one of those keys is going to be Patrick Payton, the transfer that you brought from Florida State.
Yeah.
He really showed and really flashed talent as a freshman, but he sort of settled down of late, and I want to see what he looks like. Does he become the player that he was expected to be and that athletically he looks like he should be? If he does, then with he and Pyburn, you may have a legitimate pass rush.
Yeah. Well, thanks again, Walt. Yep, happy Monday.
Yep.
We'll get to another one. We're getting closer and closer.
We are. Thank you, John. Good speaking with you. Yeah, I think if you're trying to evaluate LSU's season, I think the keys are Tyree Adams, left tackle, and Weston Davis, the right tackle. These are two guys that are young players that LSU clearly thought they did not need to go into the transfer portal to address two All-American caliber tackles, the loss of two All-American caliber tackles. So that tells me they think highly of those two guys. Again, Adams is a big athletic dude. He's going to have to play well at left tackle. He's going to protect the backside of Nussmeier, who, again, is more of a pocket passer. Tar Heel Chad. Chad, good to have you as always.
Well, I want to get to talk to this little golfer, someone who watches probably more golf than any human possible and plays probably more than any human, as long as my wife lets me. I think the U.S. Open is unique. And I think that's what makes it great, because it's supposed to be hard. It's our nation's championship.
Yep.
The PGA Tour is the PGA Tour, day, week in, week out. I think Johnny Miller said it best, and he kind of took a dig at DeChambeau, saying, yeah, you can bomb and gouge all year long, but when you come here, you're going to be watching this weekend. You're going to be watching it on TV. And I thought that was a microcosm of the tournament, and because the old, and I know the guy that was just on there, someone was talking about there's not, you know, many, or the guy that was just on talking about there's not a lot of plus finishes. Well, I think 2006, Cabrera was plus five at Oakmont. The year before, Ogilvy beat Mickelson, was plus six at Wingfoot. So there's definitely precedent for it.
Oh, yeah, we've seen it.
but it puts a premium on driving the ball in the fairway. Every weekend we got on the PGA Tour, they don't have that. They just hit it as far as they can. All those guys are extremely thin, get it up and down.
And they can recover from almost anywhere. You can't.
Right.
That's the distinction. You can't recover here. You can't recover at Oakmont.
I thought there was two lies on Sunday that Adam Scott went up and couldn't find his ball. It was 2 inches off the green. And it was two, and he got every ball that he missed the green. You'll say, you pay a price.
Oh, yeah.
And if you go back in the 80s, the U.S. Open, the rough was up to your knees almost. And it puts a premium back on one of the key things in sport, driving the golf ball.
Exactly.
And if you don't drive it in the fairway, you can't play there. And it proved it yesterday. If you didn't drive it, you stunk,
yeah,
like most of the U.S. And, you know, I just thought at the end of the day, Spawn on that, something happened after the rain delay.
Yep.
But his last four holes, he drove the ball. He, as a matter of fact, he and the left-handed kid from Scotland,
McIntyre,
they both drove it better than anybody.
Yep.
The last nine holes, and there was no complaining, no moaning and groaning. Everybody was playing the same golf course. It's just, I think you have a lot of, I got to be careful how I say this. Yes, that are so perfect golf courses.
Yeah.
You know, not a lot of rough.
That's
they can
right.
hit it in there. And I think Oakmont is like the perfect for your, you know, if you win at Oakmont, you've done something.
Yep.
And I think that's what makes it different. So that's all I got.
Yeah.
Take care, buddy.
Yeah. Thank you, Chad. Yep. Good job. Excellent job. Yep, and it was a challenge. And again, you had to keep the ball on the fairway because that's the distinction. You know, most of these guys, you know, even at, you know, Augusta, you hit it, you're out of the fairway. Who cares? I mean, it's like no big deal for them to recover. That's not the case at Oakmont. You do not keep the ball on the fairway here. You are not recovering. There is a price to be paid. And then that's what it should be. Again, I think Chad emphasizes that this should be an important part of golf, the ability to drive it straight. Right, exactly. Quick break. We'll be back.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products or compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/radio to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments, including pills, chews, and more, 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form, and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/radio. That's hims.com/radio. hims.com/radio.
So you've decided you want to have your garage floor professionally coated, but with so many companies to choose from,